This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Scott, the banker for your escrow. I just found out that the buyer's down payment is coming from a lawsuit that he won from his last realtor. Just thought you'd like to know.
That's one of my favorites, I think. Short and sweet. Brent would approve of that. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Real Estate. I'm choking, but I don't have any food. What are you eating, Richard? It looks awfully good.
A burrito.
An egg burrito. I actually started my day with some Tabasco sauce with cottage cheese, which is a great combination. So we got a great program today. No, I'm not kidding. Second segment, probably second and third segment, economist Mark Schneep, director of the California Forecast Group. We're going to have some good stuff from him. Motoring with Mark, RP's thoughts to ponder, and some legal updates. And if we have time, maybe I have a list of 10 most super exclusive gated communities. Not just exclusive, super exclusive. And then if I have time, or maybe we'll ask Mark about the medium versus active, that I cut out from Ask Marilyn, a great column that appears in the Parade magazine and finally has returned to the Sunday Santa Barbara News Press. So glad to see that back in there. Let's start off with one of the 10 thoughts to ponder found on R.P. Richards' desk. And we're on the fifth one, not in any order, not in the order they were given. And the fifth one is to make all your friends feel there is something in them. Because it reminds me of something that came up with a friend of mine a long time ago. Who do you want to really hang out with? You want to hang out with people that make you feel good about yourself. You know, we all clearly know who fits into that category and who doesn't. So RP's thought was to make all your friends feel that there is something in them. And I love that. We have the low pending for the week. It just listed recently. And so if you see this come up, and you'll hear me in the fourth segment, of course, is the weekly multiple listing sales update. 279,900 for a house on the 1800 block of Robin Street, which is the street that if you take West Mission over the west side, and it just elbows and turns and becomes Robin Street. And it is went into escrow within 18 days, $279,900. It was built in 1930, 1,000-square-foot home. I don't have the parcel size dimensions here. It says 0.13, which really doesn't do you a whole lot of good if you're unless you're really good at multiplying in your head, 0.13 times 43,560, I believe it is. But the house, what do you buy for $279,900 or what do you list? Well, the house is condemned and may have to be demolished as per city of Santa Barbara. That's the first comment. Sale is as is, sold for land value. That's a term that I use, and when I've used it in the past, some people don't know what that means. And so you get used to saying things, and so what they mean is that you view it as if the house isn't there, and it's as if it was just land. Further, it describes home is not accessible. Buyer will be responsible for demolition and all permits, fees, costs pertaining to the demolition. Property inspections must be scheduled with the listing agent. No authorized entries permitted. Property may have – seller will not entertain offers from buyers considering renovation. So there you go. I'd be curious to see what that sells for. Little update from the gadfly. They used to call it the gadfly, the government affairs director from the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors here locally. This one was dated December 30th, 2010. Some new laws for 2011 we covered last week on the short sale deficiencies. This is on an energy audit in-home inspection report beginning January 1st, 2011. A home inspection and inspection report may, upon a client's request, and that's usually the buyer in this case, include an audit of the energy efficiency of a home. According to the standards of the Home Energy Rating Systems, which, of course, they named HERS, H-E-R-S. I tried to think of something for HIMS, H-I-M-S, but it just didn't come to me immediately, so work on that. Realtors are also strongly encouraged to give the newly released HERS booklet, again, Home Energy Rating System, to the buyers because it doing so provides a valuable shield from liability. Well, I guess I'm reading this from the real estate, the realtor's point of view. I thought I was going to say doing this gives a buyer more information, and but yeah, always worried about shielding from liability. That's okay. Because the more you shield from liability, in fact, the more information you are delivering. And that's a good thing. To me, it seems a little redundant because if you look at what we give buyers today, 10-page statewide buyer and seller advisory, that's in addition to the 10-page residential purchase agreement, which part of that 10-page includes 2 pages devoted exclusively to a buyer's inspection advisory. And in addition to that, there are paragraphs throughout describing what a buyer can do. I mean, they just give you so many options. And so to me, to say now that you can have a home energy inspection report, well, you always could do that. But somehow they want to highlight and focus on this. Somebody must have sued because they moved into a house and their electric bill was too high, so they sued the seller because they didn't disclose something. I'm guessing a lot of these reports, disclosures, you know, result from lawsuits, and I'm being a little flippant, but, you know, in many cases, it's a good thing. You know, I mean, clearly just in basic disclosures, when maybe a seller didn't disclose something that really today you take for granted, but back in the day it was buyer beware. So we've evolved and, you know, maybe gone a little far. You know, the disclosure that errant golf balls might, you know, fly through your window, you know, might be, you'd think, maybe going a little too far when you're buying a house on the golf course. But you could be buying a house off the golf course, not really be aware, you know, Samarkand, municipal golf course. You know, it'd be interesting to really, I have it somewhere in the stack here. I've never done it, is just to go through the disclosure report and see why they're there, what their intent is. So that's a new law. Also effective, energy, what is it called? Home, HERS, Home Energy Rating Systems, HERS. Also, let's see, what's more interesting? Requirements. This is kind of interesting for tenants. January 1st, 2011, new law. It involves two things, post-foreclosure protection for tenants. But the better part, more interesting part to me, is another provision of the bill. It protects a residential tenant's credit by generally prohibiting the court clerk from revealing unlawful detainer court records unless the plaintiff prevails at trial. So what does that mean? Well, if you're a tenant, a landlord can file what's called an unlawful detainer. And if that's filed, that can impact your ability to rent another unit. And usually if it's gone that far, you've done some pretty nasty, gnarly things to merit a landlord wanting to file an unlawful detainer. No one really wants to do that. But are there landlords who are unscrupulous and maybe filed an unlawful detainer too quickly and prematurely? What do you? There's a joke there somewhere. But the unlawful detainer is so now they're saying that basically just filing it won't kill you and ding your credit and ding your ability. It's who prevails. And that seems fair enough to me, doesn't it? The other part of the law is about protecting tenants on foreclosure sales, and they want to include during notice terminate a residential tenant who's in a property that's being foreclosed on. And that's not your own property, but that's one that's owned as an income property that's being foreclosed on. And they want to the requirement actually sunsets January 1st, 2013, so I don't know why they're just making it for a couple of years. But you must be tenant must be on a separate cover sheet or on a 90-day termination included in the notice to terminate to tell you what your rights are. Terminate must generally include statutory notice of the tenant's rights, which again seems like more than fair. You know, can't over-disclose. Can't get hurt for over-disclosing. If you can, that means you disclose something that's relevant, pertinent. And if you have to think, should I disclose that? Well, that means you probably should. And you can ask yourself, would it impact me or affect me if I was to buy the house or rent the house? And if the answer is yes, well, then clearly you want to let them know. So the Santa Barbara Association of Realtors here at work, the government affairs director, putting together a whole list of new laws, and we'll have a couple of more next week. And we'll take a quick break. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Joining me in the upcoming segment, economist Mark Schneep, California Forecast Director. And we're going to talk about the real estate market, the economy, the most stressful jobs. I think he might have the least stressful job. We're going to find out. And different tiers or segments of the market, you know, how they move, what starts first, who's on first, who's on second. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428, 452-2428. If you have a question, stay tuned. You'll be right back.